The beer comes from an idea from Rob Chapman at the Woodbine Pub in Honey Lane, Waltham Abbey. And we were talking about doing a house beer. And as his, and he wanted about 4.2% golden ale, North American style, you know, sort of whatever you call it, sort of postmodern brew, sort of American hops, but not too hoppy, not an extremo beer. So we come up with a 4.2 recipe, nice sort of golden ale, nicely hoppy, a bit tropical in its aroma and stuff like that. Very nice too, as it turns out. And then the name itself, what I like to do with the Dominion beers is tell stories one way or another. And the Woodbine Pub shares a, well, the Woodbine name is also the name of a racetrack in Toronto, in West Toronto, in Etobicoke. And there they do horse racing. With horse and cart racing, known as sulky racing. And what happened in 1925, not far from the Woodbine Pub back in Waltham Abbey, Epping Forest Way, up in a clearing in the woods, they did the first speedway in the UK. So we got horse racing in Toronto combined with speedway racing in the UK, both tied together with the name Woodbine. So that's where the name came from. That's where the image comes from on the artwork for it. It's just combining those two stories together. And there you go. You got something a bit more than just a name. You know, you can go into sort of horse racing if you want to, a bit of history of Toronto, history of Canada, history of Speedway, history of Epping Forest or whatever. It's just a vehicle. You know, it's just a little vehicle to open doors maybe to your exploration of further stories or further information.
What can we expect to get from the beer?
The taste of the beer, as we designed it, and as happily it's come out, you get a nice sort of medium bitterness. You get sort of a nice malty sweetness. It's there, quite Moorish, really. That's the initial bitterness there, and then that gives way to a sort of a pleasing, lasting bitterness. But again, not too heavy. And then it's what really gets you is the aroma, which is mandarins and clementines, really overwhelmingly so. Not that the aroma itself is overwhelming; it is just predominantly clementine and mandarin, that sort of tropical fruit aromas. Some people get sort of passion fruit or whatever sort of aromas from it as well, but that's being like tasting is subjective anyway. So different people get different things out of it.